The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. After the failed launch of a Mars flyby spacecraft with Mariner 3, NASA successfully launched Mariner 4 on this day in 1964.
All stations, stand by for status reports and deviations from Table 1. CO in the blockhouse.
November 28th. 9:22 a.m.
25 seconds, Sam County. Atlas on internal power. Arm switch to arm. Pan. Gina ready, switch on. Spacecraft to internal power. 5. Clear to launch. We're counting. Engine start. Ignition.
Lift off.
1-3 seconds.
We're on our way.
Roger.
1-10 seconds. Look steady. The trajectory looks nominal to date.
Roger.
A science system engineer. All green, no deviations. Mechanical system engineer.
All green.
Atlas main engine cut off.
Roger. We had a Mark II.
Main engine separation.
Roger.
Although it was designed to take the first close-up pictures of Mars, the real engineering objective with Mariner 4 was to simply prove that the trip from Earth to Mars could be survived. In 1983, Space Shuttle Columbia lifted off with Spacelab in its cargo bay for the first time.
10, we have go for main engine start. 8, 7, 6, we have main engine start. 3, 2, 1, solid motor ignition, and liftoff. Liftoff of Columbia and the first flight of the European Space Agency's Space Lab. The shuttle has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll.
Having faced years of delays, including the delays in getting the shuttle off the ground at all, Spacelab was a laboratory module giving researchers space to conduct experiments in zero gravity. The benefits of conducting research in Spacelab had been touted since the early 1970s, when it was seen as the successor to the Skylab space station. But this was the first time it flew. Part of Spacelab is now permanently attached to the International Space Station. Actor Ed Harris was born on this day in 1950, and born in 1987, actress Karen Gillan, who played Amy Pond on Doctor Who.
It says in the Intrepid Universe Traveler Handbook that if you want to properly call yourself a space traveler, you're supposed to have an adventure at least once a week.
Well,
we haven't had an adventure in ages.
You're absolutely right. Adventure it is.
What was that? What did you just do?
Exactly what you asked me to. I set the TARDIS to adventure setting.
Whoa! Are you sure you didn't set it to kill Amy in the doctor setting?
No. Hang on. That was meant to...
Actor Leslie Nielsen, who starred in everything from the influential science fiction movie Forbidden Planet to the Naked Gun movies, died on this day in 2010.
My name is Sergeant Frank Cribben, Detective Lieutenant Police Squad, a special division of the police department. There'd been a recent wave of murders at the city zoo. I was bringing in a suspect when I got a call from headquarters about the kidnapping of Terry Burton. I headed for the Burton mansion.
In 1977, for the first time, Star Wars fans caught wind of a new product, something called Star Wars action figures. But for now, they could only buy an empty box.
Star Wars figures. R2-D2. Chewbacca, Luke, and Princess Leia. They're the Star Wars early bird set of figures. These action figures are not yet available, but this Star Wars Early Bird certificate package is in stores, with this colorful Star Wars picture display stand and certificate to send in to get a set of figures by mail. They'll be sent to you at home between February 1st and June 1st. The Star Wars Early Bird Certificate Package, new from Kenner.
Called the Star Wars Early Bird Kit, the box contained a mail-off certificate good for the first four figures, Luke, Leia, R2, and Chewie, which would be mailed to the customer in early 1978. Other items were also included. Since Kenner had acquired the Star Wars license very late, time was needed to get the figures into production, and the Early Bird Kit was the brainchild of Kenner executive Bernard Loomis, whose colleagues and co-workers told him it would never work. It's worth pointing out that Star Wars figures are still in stores today. In 1988, the crew of the Enterprise found a dark void in space and an empty Starfleet ship. And things got a little crazy.
Where did you come from?
What's going on? The ship has one bridge. One bridge! One Riker! One bridge!
The second season of Star Trek The Next Generation continued with the episode Where Silence Has Lease, co-written by Jack B. Sowers, one of the scriptwriters behind Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan. In 1989, the Red Dwarf crew had an emotion-eating shapeshifter on their hands in the episode Polymorph.
Well, I think we should send Lister in as a decoy. And while it's busy eating him alive, we can creep up on it unawares and blast it into the stratosphere.
Good plan. That's the best plan yet. Let it get knackered eating me to death. Then you guys can just, like, catch it unawares.
Well, that's certainly an option, David, yes. But here's my proposal. Let's get tough. The time for talking is over. Call it extreme if you like, but I propose we hit it hard and hit it fast with a major, and I mean major, leaflet campaign.
And in 2001, Captain Archer discovered that another member of his crew knew quite a bit about the temporal Cold War in the Star Trek Enterprise episode, Cold Front.
If you're not a member of Starfleet, then who are you?
I work for a different kind of organization. We make sure that people like Silic don't interfere with historical events.
I've never heard of a group like that.
That's because it doesn't exist yet.
So you're telling me you're some kind of a time traveler?
That's one way of putting it. Maybe this will help clear things up. This is how we keep an eye on what's going on. You might call it a temporal observatory. I know this must seem a little overwhelming.
Overwhelming doesn't quite cover it.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. The logbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Dean.